and unfortunately it has not ended well for Finn Harps, who in the end sank to a 5-0 defeat. The scoreline doesn't tell the full story, and I think there was a polite applause for Patrick McLennie and his team as they come over to the away fans, who I'm sure will begin the post-mortem on the way home. As I said, it's not as bad as it might seem. It wasn't until the 67th minute Max Hutchinson received his second yellow card, was dismissed, and then it was in the last 11 minutes Bray ran in 3 more goals that gives that scoreline that slight. It was the 79th minute and Aoife Ruakara released Kyle Tucker. He was clean through on goal. He could have been selfish when himself, but instead he had two unmarked teammates in the middle waiting for a tap in, and he duly obliged and squared it to Tariq Sammy, who put away his first of the evening. Then on the 86th minute Dean O'Shea, I think it's the defending, and this will be a disappointment because he just kind of seemed to stroll into the box and hammer in Bray captain, making it 4-0. And then in stoppage time Aoife Ruakara grabbed a second assist of the evening as he released Tariq Sammy, whose pace just took him clear to Harps defence, and he lifted over Barbosa. So overall, obviously another bad evening for Harps, men dismissed, another heavy scoreline, but look, there was positives, there was heart, there was fight, albeit no creative spark in the final third. So long drive home for everyone, back to the call, and they plan again for next week.